Our next item is the Peninsula MRRPC Lot 125 Marina Bay Phase 5A Revised Setback.
This is a request to permit a bay window to cantilever 1.16 feet into the minimum side yard setback of 6 feet. Since the peninsula is a residential planned community, the commission has the authority to amend the setback requirements if you so choose.
It's already built, right?
Is it a bay window? Is it a bay window or a box bay? Floor to ceiling?
Not sure. This is the variance request that they...
Oh, we have somebody here.
Floor to ceiling.
Okay, that's the reason they have to ask for it then. It's a box bay. Runs from floor to ceiling. If it had been a bay window, it could have encroached 2 feet into a approved setback. Bay window only, not floor to ceiling.
Not the floor to ceiling one.
Right.
And if we approve this one, do we have to approve other ones with a similar features that have already been built?
No, we're only asked for this one.
Okay.
If they want to come back and ask for another one, they could, I guess.
I think this is what, the third request?
Well,
we had
a couple meetings ago, we had
that was a building
couple front yards were
encroaching.
Yeah, we had those. This is a box bay windows.
So you'd still have, even with that, you still have a 18 feet space between the buildings because of the 10 foot setback of the other building and then this one.
What? Other than the box bay.
It would be close to 10 feet if the other unit was.
Yeah.
Why are these things occurring? Is what my concern with this is that there'll be a parade now. Somebody will want a box bay window and they'll say, well, they could do it up the street. You know, these are professional builders, professional engineers and architects. You know, the setback's the setback. Somebody needs to be looking at the floor plan and the site plan. It's not like these people haven't built a house before. This is not Harry Homeowner coming in who laid out his own house and made a mistake.
The record plans show what the typical side yard, front yard, rear yard setbacks are.
And the thing, we don't look at the building plans.
I know.
The building code does.
I'm not suggesting that it's a... That
I'm not
playing
building code either because the plans were designed to fit that
line. It's incumbent upon the developer to build within the setbacks. However, things happen.
And we may not get another one, but we may.
Well,
and you just addressed it. We can make sure it's in the record.
I would hope that we don't.
We'll make sure that's in the record if we is.
Or of our discussion.
So is this something you're amenable to amending, or?
One time. You're just looking at this one lot.
Well, I think in this instance, it's already done. And it would certainly be an economic waste to make them move it or change it now. I just don't want a parade. And I don't want the assumption to be made that, well, if you really want this amenity, we'll just go get a variance. Because once it's up, what are they going to say?
In this case, since it's a residential planning community, it's almost like an administrative variance. It's not a board of adjustment, public hearing. There's no input from the neighbor. If you said no, they would still have the right to apply to the board for a variance.
Yeah, that's true.
Would it be appropriate for the commission to send a letter to the developer?
I think it would be. I mean, I don't have a particular issue with this developer or anyone else, but the fact is this should not be happening on new construction.
But it's not necessarily just this developer, because what the developer did was sell blocks of lots to different builders.
Different
builders are doing.
That's true.
But the developer should be notified also.
I think
he,
so.
Knowing the big projects, this being one, they have their own plan review anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume.
Well, they should know. Yeah, they would know that this was happening. we think. To answer your question, I certainly don't have an issue with what's with what's before us today. It's done. What's done is done. And we're not going to be foolish about it. But I do think it's an issue worth raising that we don't need, you know, we don't need this.
You know? Right. And plus, we don't want a situation where we have the builders building something and later coming to us asking for forgiveness, thinking that it's easier to build it first and then ask for the change rather than coming to us asking for the change ahead of time.
But you're actually being asked for two here. Notice you're encroaching also on the back. You got a bay window encroachment, and then you've got a back step or a back encroachment by it's a tenth of a foot, which certainly isn't going to hurt anybody, but it's there.
Mr. Lang, what Mr. Johnson said, is there still adequate distance between the improvement on lot 125 and the neighboring property so that wouldn't impede fire protection?
Well, the only reference shown that we're seeing is a computerized printout of just that one lot where you don't see the improvements on the neighboring lot on either side. So
I've got the survey, Mr. Smith, and it doesn't show any improvements on lot 124 or lot 126, and that was dated November 16th of 06.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Peninsula MRRPC lot 125, Marina Bay Phase 5A, revised setback. My motion is for approval of this request to permit the bay window to cantilever 1.16 feet into the side yard setback, with a further notation that this is applies to this lot only. With a further request that the Planning and Zoning Department send a letter to the developer and the builder of this particular unit, our concerns over the intrusion of the setbacks.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve Midway the Peninsula MRRPC lot 125 Marina Bay 5A revised setback as presented with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next